I'm trying to get somewhere that's real and pure and true and eternal. Toby, can you go with your boy? Let's go.
From the Lighthouse Chapel International, Apostle Joel Obuobisa will inspire you with anointed, practical, and down-to-earth Bible-based teachings that will refresh, energize, and motivate you to do your best for God. Join the Apostle now as he ministers the Word of God.
Father, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for the opportunity to share the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And I pray, Lord, today that you will open our eyes to behold wondrous things out of scriptures. We pray that you bless us with understanding in Jesus.
Yeah, Lord.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
All right. Now, today I want to share with you about faith. Amen.
Amen.
I want to share with you from the book Faith Secrets. Now, this is a book that everybody got to download for free. So if you didn't get your copy, your audio copy, I want you to go to daghillmills.org and look for it right there. And you can get your free audio copy of Faith Secrets, which I believe will be a blessing to you. Amen. By the time you're through with it, your faith will grow and your faith will increase and your faith will be strengthened in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. So I want to share with you today from chapter 27, and the title of my message is Faith is Prayer and Prayer is Faith. Faith is Prayer and Prayer is Faith. Amen.
Amen.
Now,
Amen.
Let's read a couple of scriptures before we get into that. Faith is a very important element in your walk with God. According to Hebrews chapter 11, we cannot please God if we don't have faith. Faith is required for God to be happy with you. Amen. You know, and it's important for God to be pleased with you. It's important for God to be happy with you. I mean, God is the creator of the heavens and the earth, the universe, the world. Everything is made by God. When God is happy with you or not happy with you, it makes a very big difference. It must bother you if God is not happy with you. It must really bother you if the owner of all the oxygen we breathe is not happy with you. Okay, so it is a very important place to be in your walk with God for him to be pleased with you. And Hebrews 11 verse 6, let's read it. Hebrews 11 and verse 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So God expects us, yes, to come to him, but to come to him with faith, you know. And you can see right there that God is a rewarder. As God is pleased with you, he rewards you. God blesses you. God will reward you. He will make it worthwhile for you to believe in him, you know. So it's important. Now, if you back up in that chapter to verse 1, we get a definition of faith, and it tells us that faith is the substance of things we hope for, and it is the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the substance of things we hope for, and faith is the evidence of things you don't see. In other words, you don't have to see something. If you have faith in its existence, you can trade that for the reality. In other words, if you have faith, it's as good as you have the real thing. Are you understanding me? So he says, faith is the evidence. If I ask you, what is the proof? Show me the proof that you have this or that, whatever it is that you have asked God for, the proof of it is your faith. Faith is the evidence of what you hope to get. So faith, if you have faith, you may not have the real thing, but if you have faith, is as good as having the real thing. It means that your faith is the evidence that whatever the real thing is going to come along soon. Hallelujah.
Amen. Right.
Amen.
So God wants us to have faith, and every Christian ought to have faith. And I see you having faith and your faith growing in the Lord as we share on faith. Amen.
Right. Amen.
Number one is that God interprets your prayers as acts of faith. God interprets your prayers as acts of faith. Now, Luke chapter 18, if you're turning your Bibles with me or come along with me to Luke chapter 18 from verse 1. Luke chapter 18 and verse 1. Okay, it says, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, right? He spake a parable unto them to this end, or to achieve this, with this goal in mind, right? What is the goal? That men ought always to pray and not faint. Men ought always to pray and not faint. You know, these days you have people who laugh at people who pray. But you can see that the Bible says men ought to pray. If you're a human being, you need to have a prayer life, right? You cannot survive on this earth without praying. God is showing us what it takes. It says men ought always to pray and not faint, you know. And perhaps the reason for fainting and discouragement is the lack and absence of prayer, right? So men ought always to pray and not faint. Now, it says, it continues to say, there was in a city a judge. There was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him? Shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? Right? Even though God may be bearing long with them, though it may seem to be taking a while for God to come through, shall not God come through for his people? You see, then he says, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. He will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Right? Now, your prayer time is the greatest expression of your faith in God, right? Your prayer is your greatest expression of your faith in God, right? You can see that Jesus is teaching about prayer, right? Jesus is telling us that we must pray. And then he says, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith? Because it seems prayer is driven by faith. It is when people have faith that they pray. That if you really have faith, if you believe in God, if you trust God, the first expression of your faith is that you would pray, is that you would talk to him. Do you understand? You will spend time with him, because it is faith that makes people pray, right? Faith is the engine of prayer. You know, it is what sparks prayer. It is what generates prayer. It is what makes a person want to pray. It is because you believe that your prayer will make a difference. And that's what makes you get on your knees. And that's what makes you pray, right? And so Jesus is showing us here. He says people would pray. He gives the woman as an example, you know, and he says that as the woman continued to pray, you know, one day the judge just got up and said, you know, I don't even care about God or anything, but this woman, I mean, I need to do something for her, and I'm going to do it right now before she wears me out, you see. And Jesus says that instead of commenting on the prayer, on the prayer, he comments on what generates the prayer. You see, the thing that generates the prayer is faith. So when you see people who don't pray, it says a lot about them. Anybody who doesn't pray or who doesn't pray much, you know, is a person who doesn't have much faith, doesn't believe that your answer is in prayer. You don't believe that God will, or praying will make a difference. You don't believe that God is able to make a change. God is going to bring about a change. You don't have such faith. That's why you don't pray. You get it? Because if we really believed that God is really the answer, God is really the solution, that everything comes from God, we would be going to him much more often than we do. I mean, that's the reality. So the lack of a prayer life, the fact that we wake up and we don't find any reason to pray, even though we have so many needs and we have so many things to discuss with people and so many issues that are affecting us and that concern us and that worry us, you know, it's not just that the issues affect us, but they affect us and they leave us concerned about them, but we still don't pray about it. It's a sign that we don't believe in prayer. Wow. It's a sign that we don't have faith. You see, because if you knew the solution to a problem and you would complain about the problem without applying the solution, you know, then you probably don't really know the solution, you know, or you don't believe in that solution, or there's something wrong with you.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So Jesus was talking to us and teaching us how to pray. He was telling us, giving us a lesson in prayer. Yet at the end of his teaching, he asks, if the Son of Man comes, will he find faith? Because faith is where it all begins. If someone has faith, they will pray. You know, if someone has faith, they will go to God in prayer. If they don't have faith, they will do anything else but prayer. They will discuss the matter with friends. They would go online to look for answers. They would ask people who don't even know anything about the issue for answers. They would do anything but pray because they do not have faith. But if you have faith, prayer would be your first stop on any matter and in any issue. Prayer would be the first thing. If you believe that God is able to change things, the first thing you would do is to pray, is to pray. You know, the widow kept going to the judge. The judge told her the same thing over and over and over, but she wouldn't stop going to him because she believed that he is the answer. The judge can do something about this problem. The judge can avenge me against my adversary. The judge can speak on my behalf. The judge can give judgment in my favor. The judge can turn things around in my favor. He can change things to favor me. The judge can do that. And so she wouldn't go to anybody else. She just kept going to the judge, even though the answer was negative each time. But she kept going because she had faith. And Jesus told us this parable to teach us, according to verse 1, that men ought always to pray, that no matter what the situation is, start with a prayer. You know, you need a job, start with a prayer. You don't feel well, start with a prayer. You need favor, start with a prayer. You want to get married, start with a prayer. You are having difficulty in your marriage, start with a prayer. Whatever it is you're going through, learn to start with a prayer, because your prayer is an act of faith. Your prayer is your greatest statement that you do have faith. Your prayer is the thing that says that you do believe in God and that you do believe that God is able to affect and to influence the outcome of things. Can I have an amen? Right?
Amen.
It takes faith. Listen to this. It says, it takes faith to stay in a room and talk to someone whom you cannot see.
Right?
So true. You must have faith.
Yeah.
To stay in a room and talk to someone whom you cannot see. You can't see God, but you're talking to him, you know, and you can't see him. And sometimes you're even speaking in a language you don't understand. You can't see the person. You're talking to him. And even the language you're speaking, you don't understand.
Oh.
So why would you keep doing something like that?
Yeah.
It must be because of a very strong belief.
Amen.
Power and in his ability to make a difference in your life. You see, that's why people will pray as you approach God, you know, he's already happy with you. Do you see? That's what it says in Hebrews 11 and verse 6. It says, he that cometh to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder. You must believe, even for you to come to God, you must believe that God, number one, exists and that he is a rewarder. God can change things. He can do something about it. You know, you don't come to God to come and find out if he is or not. By the time you make your way towards God, you're already expressing faith. You're already showing that you believe in a power that is greater than humanity, in a power that is greater than whatever situation confronts you, in a power that is greater than whatever it is that stands before you. You believe in a power that is greater than all of these things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A Christian must have faith. Faith is very, very important to have. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4 is another verse we should read quickly. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4. You know, 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4. The Bible says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And then it says, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Whatever is born of God overcometh the world. Of course, when you use the word overcome, then you're referring to obstacles, isn't it? You're basically saying that someone is coming over something. So you are overcoming means you are winning. It means you are jumping over something that was intended to stop you. You see, but the Bible says this victory, this is the victory, the victory. The element that produces that victory, that makes you overcome, you know, overcoming comes from your faith. That is the element.
Wow. So
if you don't have faith, you can't be an overcomer, you know. Now, if God is talking about overcoming, You know, it means there are issues, there are battles in life, there are battles, there are challenges, there are difficulties. You don't have to be around for a long time before you realize that there are difficulties in life. There are places you want to go, you can't go. There are things you want to have, you can't have. There are things you have which are being taken away from you. There are things you thought you have which you suddenly find yourself losing, you know. And so many challenges and so many battles that come to us day after day after day after day. I mean, this earth is a difficult place, I tell you. And the Bible says, yet, if you are born of God, if you're a child of God, if you're saved, the Bible says you will and you can overcome each of these challenges. You can overcome them. But this is the victory. The victory is in your faith, is in your faith. And your faith is the prayer. Wow. The fact that you pray is the sign and is the evidence of your faith. Can I have an amen? So
amen.
Have a prayer life if you don't have a prayer time. You know, I want you from this message to begin to have a prayer time. Begin to have a time when you pray. Begin to make prayer important to you. You must pray about everything. God expects you to pray. God wants you to pray because prayer is the expression of your faith. You know, if I claimed that an object, let's say if I claimed that this iPad, you know, here was my God, you know, nothing would confirm that, nothing would confirm that more than my attempt to communicate with it. Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah. And if I claimed or made the same claim, nothing would prove me more wrong than the fact that I don't talk to it at all or that I don't relate with it at all. If I don't relate with my iPad that I claim to be my God, if I don't relate with it at all, it would be the surest sign that what I said was a lie. It would be the surest sign that indeed I don't have much faith in this thing at all. But if I have faith in this thing, you'd see me with it all the time. I'll be talking to it. I'll be praying. I'll be asking. That's how it is. So if you claim to have faith in God, then let's see your faith by your prayer. And let's see your prayer also by your faith. Hallelujah.
Amen. Can I add?
Amen.
All right. Now, the second point is that God sees your prayers as faith. The first one, God interprets your prayers as an act of faith. When you go to pray, when you kneel down to pray, or you stand up to pray, or whatever you do when you're praying, God sees that act itself as a sign of faith. And he starts to be pleased with you already. Now, in the second one, God sees your prayer itself as faith. Hallelujah. And the scripture is Mark chapter 11 and verse 22. Mark chapter 11 and verse number 22, right? This is a very famous passage about faith. And let's read it. Mark chapter 11 and verse 22. It says, Jesus answering saith to them, have faith in God. Have faith in God. Then he says, for verily I say unto you that what whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Wow. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, you see, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And when ye stand praying, forgive, if ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. Hallelujah. Now, Jesus lays down a foundation. He says, have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Then he says, because if you have faith, anybody who has faith, who shall say to this mountain or say to an obstacle, a mountain represents something that cannot be easily moved, you know. And in everybody's life, you come across from time to time things that cannot be moved easily, situations that cannot be changed so easily, things that are working naturally against you. And if you just leave them, they will actually continue to be that way and will work against you until you are no more, right? So it says here that, you know, if you say to this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and you do not doubt in your heart, but you believe that what you are saying shall come to pass, you will have whatever you said. Wow. So Jesus says that we can make confessions, we can say things, we can make declarations, and if we really believe them in our hearts, you know, these are the words of Jesus. These are not my words. These are not my preaching. This is just the word of the Lord. We are reading the Bible directly. We're reading the words of Jesus. And it is Jesus who says that if you believe it, if you say it with your mouth and you believe it, it shall come to pass. You will have what you said. If you believe it, you will have what you said.
Amen.
Now, that's very serious. It means we have to be careful what we say.
Mm-hmm.
Means we have to be very careful with the things we even joke with. Things we say that we're just, you know, just making a joke. But then you really believe what you said. If you believe it, you shall have it because you said it. Now notice how he links that to prayer. He said, because this is the case, because people have what they say and believe, he says, when you pray, believe. When you have a desire for something, he says, whatever you desire, when you pray, believe, because your prayer will involve saying something. You see, your prayer will involve saying something. And the reason why you will pray is because you believe. Do you see? So if believing what you say is what makes you have it, then believing which makes you pray will make you say something. Does it make sense?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then that thing you say in prayer, you can expect to have it. And that's what Jesus has promised. He says, therefore, because of this principle, because people can have what they say and believe, or what they believe and say, you know, because of that, whatsoever things you desire, whatever it is that you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Because it's the same principle that is driving that. You know, God is expecting that you will pray and come to him with faith. He says, if you have faith, you will say something. You will not doubt it in your heart. And because you said it, he says, you will have it. And because of that, anytime you desire something, I don't know what you desire this morning, but I can imagine that you must have a heart's desire. Most human beings have a heart's desire at any given point in time. There's always something on the desire menu. There's always something that we want. There's always something on our mind, something on our hearts, a desire, something we wish was the case. Now, it says, when you pray, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them, because God sees your prayer as an act of faith. He sees prayer as an expression of your faith in an invisible God. Hallelujah. Faith is prayer. You see, when people believe, they pray. Faith is prayer. And when people pray, it is faith. It's a sign that they believe. Hallelujah. And so I see you becoming more and more prayerful. Make prayer starting points. Let's make prayer our starting point, because it's our first demonstration. It's the primary demonstration that we believe.
Yeah.
You see, and believing is important, because believing will give you what you believe.
Wow. Mm. Wow. Wow.
Believe will give you what you believe.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. So we must believe. If we believe, we'll pray. If we pray, we'll believe. If we pray,
wow,
we'll believe. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Prayer.
Amen.
Prayer is faith. Everybody say with me, say, faith is prayer.
Faith is prayer.
Prayer is faith.
And prayer is faith.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Amen. Number three. We're almost through. Number three. God accepts your prayers as faith. God accepts your prayers as faith. In other words, when God sees you praying, God takes it that you have faith. And when we link that with the first scripture we read, Hebrews chapter 6, it means then that God starts to be pleased with you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, it's very difficult to please a God you can't see.
Mm.
So this must be very important, because if you can't, even people we see, it's hard to please people we see.
Preach.
It's hard to please
that's
people.
One.
We see them, we know them, we live with them, but we never know what will make them happy. Is that true or not?
Preach.
It's true. Very true.
Never know what will make them happy. A lot of men don't know what will make their wives happy.
Really?
You're preaching.
Married people get it wrong all the time.
We are guilty.
Very commonly you find it's actually smaller than you thought. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
So it should be much more difficult to try to please someone you can't see.
Yeah.
But now, if he gives you a clue in his word about what it takes to please him, you better take him seriously. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God accepts your prayer as faith. God says, faith is the one thing you must have if you're going to please him. Faith is the one thing you must believe. You must believe that he is. And number two, that he is a rewarder of people who seek him. God requires that of us. And the proof of our belief is in the prayer. Hallelujah. Now, Amen. Let's look at another example of faith. Okay. And that's found in the book of Jonah. The book of Jonah. Some of you haven't read the book of Jonah ever. So today is a great day in your Christian life. You're going to read the book of Jonah for the first time.
Amen.
Look it up. If you feel free, you can use the table of contents to find where. Find the book of Jonah. But I think Leo will put it on the screen so we can read it together. Hallelujah. Are you learning something from this? All right. Let's start from verse 1, Jonah chapter number 3. Okay, why don't we start from verse 1 so we read the whole thing. Jonah chapter 3 from verse 1. It says, the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, verse 2, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. Hallelujah. Preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. Then the next verse, verse 3. So Jonah arose and went unto Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey, right? And then verse 4. Can you move along with me? Just move along with me. Verse 4. Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey, and he cried and said, yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. Verse 5. So the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them even unto the least of them. Now notice verse 5. Notice how it says, so the people of Nineveh believed God. They believed God. That means they had faith, isn't it? Yeah. And what is the proof? What did they do? Once they believed, they did the next thing, which is what all people who believe do. Isn't it? It says, yeah, they proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them even to the least of them. And the next one, verse 6, it says, for the word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, and he laid his robe from him and covered him with sackcloth and sat in ashes. Okay, verse 7. And he caused it to be proclaimed and published through Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed nor drink water. All right. Verse 8. But let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily unto God. Yea, let them turn everyone from his evil way and from the violence that is in their hands. Okay. And then verse 9. Who can tell if God will turn and repent and turn away from his fierce anger, that we perish not? Okay. And verse 10, it says, and God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way, and God repented of the evil that he had said he would do unto them, and he did it not. Hallelujah.
Amen. Wow.
Now, this is a very short chapter, very interesting one too. You know, God gave Jonah a message to go preach. I mean, when you read the book of Jonah is about how God sent a prophet, a man of God, somewhere to go preach, and he ran away. Do you see? Now, it's important when God lays it on your heart to share the word of God with someone, you should not harden your heart. You should not disobey, because you never know. Sometimes we think people won't change, but you can see from the story that all that Jonah had to do was to go deliver the message. And the people actually believed. Do you see? The people believed. Jonah came with the word of God. They believed his message. And as soon as they believed, they translated that belief, that faith was converted immediately into prayer. Can you see that? Yes. Because, and God accepted their prayer as faith. That the fact that they prayed shows that they believe what Jonah said to them. And based on that, God changed his mind. I tell you, these people went on a fast like no other. Even their animals were fasting.
Right.
I think no cat food, no dog food.
Verse 7 or so. Well, let's show me verse 7, please. What's in verse 7? Look at verse 7. Right, he says he caused it to be proclaimed and published to Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock taste anything. Hey! I tell you, if you were a dog, you were fasting. You were a cat, you were a cow, you were fasting. You know, everyone was fasting.
Wow.
Yes. Now, God didn't tell them to fast. God just sent Jonah to tell them that God was going to destroy their city. And they believed the message. When they believed the message, they said, we need to pray. We need to pray. If we really believe this, then the first step is it must show in our prayer. And God saw their prayer and took that prayer to mean faith in the word. God took their action, the fact that they were fasting and crying unto the Lord. God said, these people must believe what Jonah told them. And based on that, the evil that God said was going to come upon their city, God decided not to bring it anymore. And verse 10 says, and God repented of the evil that he had said he would do unto them. And he did it not. Hallelujah. So you can see how faith, which translates into prayer, can change even evil that is supposed to come.
Wow.
Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Evil that is supposed to come, evil that would be legitimate if it even came. Because the Bible says when a man sows something, he will reap it. So sometimes evil is coming, evil is headed your way, evil is headed into your life because you have sown the seeds for it. Yeah. And many times the fruit from the or the harvest from the seeds we sow, sometimes we can't even recognize them because they are so far removed from the seeds that have created them that you can't even imagine that something you did is bringing this your way or has earned you this particular situation. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Once we believe, our faith goes into action, and the first proof is the prayer. You find us willing and committing to pray. And once we start to pray, that begins a change. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
So,
amen.
No matter what it is that may be headed your way or may be coming into your life, you know, the way out is prayer. Show your faith by your prayer. And God is going to turn things around in your favor. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Amen.
He's going to turn things around in your favor. Amen.
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 Prayer will change things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Prayer will change things. I have come over the years to believe. I mean, most things that I've prayed about, I see that God has changed them somehow. I mean, And sometimes it takes a while. You look back and you just realize that that thing is not there anymore. Somehow God has just removed it or he's changed it. Or the answer, the prayer has been answered. You know, there's so many things I can look back at and see. I had this thing in mind. I prayed about this thing and God has changed it. Recently, you know, there were a couple of things happening in a certain place. And I remember praying specifically. I remember praying about it. You know, I remember asking God, God, just change this thing. Just change this thing. Just change this thing. You know, and to my surprise, the thing has just flipped and it's just changed.
Wow.
You know, wow. Yes. And it is the Lord. If you have faith, you will pray. The fact that you don't pray, I mean, if just take this short message with you today, that the fact that you don't pray is proof that you don't believe. It's proof that you don't have faith. And if you don't have faith, then according to the scriptures, God is not happy with you. Do you see? Yeah, the fact that you don't pray means you don't believe. Because if you believe, the first thing you will do is to pray. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Then the last point for today is that God recognizes your prayers as greater works of faith. God recognizes your prayers as greater works of faith. Okay. John chapter 14 and verse 12. John chapter 14 and from verse 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father, right? He that believeth on me, okay? Remember, we're talking about faith, isn't it? So he that believeth on me, that means people who have faith. It says the works that I do shall he also do, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Then the next thing is, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do. Okay? That will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. So Jesus says that anybody who has faith, anybody who believes, you know, the works that I do, he will do, and he will do greater works. And the reason is that he will pray, and I am going to the Father. You see, he says, whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do. This is Jesus. This is Jesus speaking. He said, if you ask in my name, I will do it. If you ask in my name, I will do it, that the Father may be glorified in the Son, right? If ye ask anything in my name, I will do it. Now, this time it's the Son. The Son himself is the one promising us. He's telling us that he's going to do it. He says, I'm going to the Father. I'm going to the Father. Now, if you believe in me, you will be able to do greater works. You'll be able to do the works that I do, and greater works, because you will pray. Your belief, your faith will make you pray. And when you pray, I am the one up there. I'm going there. I'll see to it that it is done. And greater works. Do you see? When you pray, I will see to it that it is done. I want to encourage you today to develop a prayer life, right? God is expecting us to pray. God is expecting that we will pray. Pray about everything. Pray concerning everything. You know, maybe you've not been a kind of person who prays. There's some of us who don't pray, who don't find any reason to pray. Even there are people who teach that prayer is a waste of time. You know, once I had recently, just not long ago, I saw someone had written an article. Actually what happened, we were praying on the floor prayer. Yes, it was on the floor prayer. And some stranger just strayed into the prayer. And he just dropped a note on there. And he said, how can their country develop when people pray like this?
What a shock.
Yeah. What?
He said, no wonder the country is not developed. He said, how can a country develop when people pray like this? Yeah. It's a sign of the lack of faith. People mock people who pray. People laugh at people who pray. But the scriptures are showing us that our prayer is a sign of faith. And when we pray, we are showing God that we believe. And our beliefs, our faith will lead to a reward. God will give us an answer. God will reward us. God will reward you as you pray. Prayer will change things in your life. Prayer will change things in your life. Whatever it is that is before you, whatever you have on your plate in your life, whatever it is that is going on right now, learn to come to God with prayer. because your prayer is the first statement of your faith. The prayer, the fact that you believe, is established. It is announced first by the fact that you prayed. And when you pray, God will respond. And Jesus has promised. Let's read that verse again. This last verse we just read, John chapter 14 and verse 12. Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do." The works that I do, he will do those same works and even greater works, because I go to my Father. Do you see? Because I'm going to my Father. I'm going over there where prayers are answered. And I know that if you believe, then your faith will be expressed in the form of prayer. So he said, "And whatsoever ye ask in my name," I'm going to the Father, "and whatsoever ye ask in my name, that will I do." This is how we're going to work together to do greater works. You see, I'm going to stand by my Father, and while I'm there, whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. And of course, the reason why you are asking is because you believe. It's because you believe he can do something about it. Jesus can do something about it. He can fix the situation. Jesus can repair that relationship. Jesus can put your life back together. Jesus can bring that job back. Jesus can help you quit smoking. Jesus can help you quit drinking. Jesus can help you go off drugs. Jesus can help you with that temper. Jesus can help you. Whatever it is, Jesus is able to help you. If you have faith, if you have faith, Jesus is able to heal you. Yeah. I tell you, Jesus is able to heal you. Jesus will heal you, actually.
Amen. Jesus will.
Amen. I mean, that's promise. He said, whatsoever. Whatsoever means what?
Whatsoever.
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 Everything.
Everything.
So ever, yeah. Whatsoever means whatsoever. It means whatsoever. And whatsoever means what?
Whatsoever.
Everything.
All included.
And that whatsoever means what?
All inclusive.
All inclusive. And all inclusive means what?
Everything.
Everything.
Unlimited.
Everything. Unlimited. And everything means what?
No cap.
Nothing left out.
Nothing left out. And nothing left out means whatsoever. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Whatsoever. Whatsoever. All right. So prayer is faith, and prayer is faith, and faith is prayer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So
keep developing your prayer life. Be a man of prayer, and you will be a man of faith. Do you see?
Yeah.
The more you pray, the more you receive answers. The more you receive answers, the more you believe. And the more you believe, the more you pray. The more you pray, the more you receive answers. The more you receive answers, the more you believe. The more you believe, the more you pray. And the cycle just continues and continues. It is good to have faith. Faith will really help you. Okay? Faith is your secret weapon. Remember, the Bible says, this is the victory. This is the victory. This is the victory. You see, this is the victory. You know, the victory, that's the magic ingredient in the whole thing that's going to do wonders. And that is your faith. This is the victory. You know, your faith will help you. So have faith in God. Be a real believer. It's interesting that one of the names of Christians is believer. Believer.
Wow.
Wow.
Who believes. He's a believer. He's a believer. Yes. The believer means someone who believes things, isn't it? Yes. Yeah. And we must believe it. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, according to the Bible. Our faith will grow by hearing the word of God. And so we can keep developing our faith by listening to more and more preaching and more teaching from the word of God. So if you want your faith to grow, if you want to be more and more of a believer, then you need to get into the word more and more and more. You need to listen to preaching. You need to listen to teaching in order to grow your faith, because your faith, you cannot do without it. Your faith will really help you in this life. If you have faith, it will move mountains in your life. If you have faith, it will bring you through challenges, and it will help you to overcome. It will help you to overcome. Every time there's a need to overcome something, faith will put you over it. Faith will put you on the other side of the situation, and you will look back and wonder, how did you get to this place? And you will realize that indeed, the faith walk has paid off. Hallelujah. Amen. I encourage you to have faith, to grow your faith, to develop your faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please Him. Without faith, God cannot be happy with you. You must have faith for God to be happy with you. Bow your heads with me as we bring the service to a close. And I want you to pray, you know, I want you to pray like the disciples of Jesus prayed one day. They asked Jesus, they said, Lord, increase our faith. I want you to pray, everybody, and say, Lord, I want to be a man of faith. I want to be a woman of faith. Now, a man of faith and a woman of faith is a man or woman of prayer. It's the same. Being a man of faith is the same as being a man of prayer. A person who has faith will pray a lot and pray always about everything. And a person who prays always about everything would be a person of faith. He must believe, that's why he prays. And you want to be that person today in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Just ask God to strengthen your faith, everybody. Say, Lord, please strengthen my faith in the name of Jesus.
Increase my faith.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Now, before we close the service, I want to give you an opportunity to receive Jesus as your Lord and your Savior. Maybe you are online with us, or you are on Zoom with us, but you know in your heart that you are not saved. You are not saved. If you die today, you don't know if you'll make it to heaven or not. God wants to save you. Jesus wants to save you. Jesus wants you to have faith in Him for salvation. And your faith in Jesus for salvation begins with your prayer to Him. Remember, faith is prayer, and your prayer is faith. So if you have faith in Him for salvation, you will pray for salvation. And if you pray for salvation, it's a sign that you have faith in Him for salvation. And that's exactly what He will do. He will save you. So I want to lead you in a prayer wherever you are. You may be driving, you may be listening to us, watching on your device or wherever. Just do me a favor. Just bow your heads with me right now and let's say a prayer. Say this prayer with me. And everybody can join us as we say this prayer together. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Say it again. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I thank you for dying for me.
I thank you for dying for me.
I come to you as a sinner.
I come to you as a sinner.
And I believe with my heart.
And I believe with my heart.
That only you can save me from my sins.
That only you can save me from my sins.
So, Lord Jesus.
So, Lord Jesus.
Come into my heart.
Please come into my heart.
Let your blood wash me.
Let your blood wash me.
Let your blood cleanse me.
Let your blood cleanse me.
And make me a child of God.
Make me a child of God.
I want to live for you, Jesus.
I want to live for you, Jesus.
I want a new relationship with you.
I want a new relationship with you.
I want to walk by faith.
I want to walk by faith.
So I can please you.
So I can please you.
So thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For hearing my prayer.
For hearing my prayer.
Amen. Hallelujah. Now, if you said that prayer and you meant it, you should know that Jesus has just saved you. Amen.
Jesus
has just saved you. You are not the same again. And there's a number appearing on your screen right now. If you just send us a text message at that number, 818-659-8868. 818-659-8868. If you will just send us a text at that number, or you can give us a call at that number, someone will reach out to you. We want you to have some material that will help you in your new relationship with the Lord, and that's going to be a blessing to you. Okay? So God bless you for joining us in the service, and God bless you for saying this prayer with us. Remember, prayer is faith, and faith is prayer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your faith is your prayer, and your prayer is your faith. Amen. Right. Now, we want to have communion. We want to come to the Lord's table. In our church, we have communion every Sunday because we believe communion is the power. It's an encounter with the power of God. And we'd like to have this encounter every week, as often as possible. How many want a power encounter today? Hallelujah. Awesome. So I want you to get your communion. If you don't have any communion, you can run quickly to your kitchen, find some bread or a biscuit or something, and find a drink. You don't need a whole can or a whole bottle, just a little bit of something, and just come and join us as we join the prophet, Bishop Dagg, at the First Love Center to have communion this morning. He's going to lead us in the communion, and that is going to be a blessing. So everybody, just get your communion and come and join us right now. We're waiting for you. Hallelujah.
Amen. There's always a need to have Holy Communion.
Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Drink, this is my blood, which was shed for you. Whoever eats my flesh and my blood has eternal life. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. Oh, the cup of blessing which we bless, it's the communion of the blood of Christ. The bread which we break, it's the communion of the body of Christ. Oh, this is the holy meal, the meal of God.
will of God.
It will sustain you. It will make you whole. It will give you life. When I see the blood, oh yeah, I will pass over you.
Zechariah chapter 9 and verse 9. It says, rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, riding upon an ass and upon a colt, the foal of an ass. Amen.
Amen.
This scripture is telling us that the blood of Jesus, this is the Lamb of God. Amen. Riding upon an ass and upon a colt. Salvation, lowly, is prophesying about Jesus Christ. In verse 10, it says, I will cut off the chariot, and his dominion shall be from sea to sea, from the river to the ends of the earth. And in verse 11, it says, by the blood of thy covenant, I have sent forth thy prisoners out of the pit, wherein there is no water. Amen. Turn you to the stronghold, ye prisoners of hope. Even today do I declare that I will render double unto thee. The blood of the covenant. So right now, there is good news for you, because the Lamb, amen, he is coming. He is arriving. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh. He's coming with the blood covenant. Father, as we come before your throne,
amen,
we take this bread,
yes,
and we come before your holy presence. We dedicate it in our houses, everywhere. Thank you that the king is coming, and we are rejoicing. We are about to receive the king's own flesh and blood. His body is going to enter our body, and victory is going to enter us.
Amen.
Protection is going to enter us.
Amen.
Blessing is coming into our lives.
Coming into
because
our
the lives. King is coming. He's coming toward us with great speed and great vengeance. Lift up the bread. May the king enter into your life and participate in your life in a new and a living way.
Hallelujah.
Wherever you are, may the body of Jesus Christ be a blessing and a healing and a covering for you as the king himself coming into your life. The body of Jesus Christ. Now take the wine or the blood. Amen.
Amen.
It says in verse 11, it says, by the blood covenant, I have sent forth thy prisoners. Whatever is holding you down, this blood is setting you free.
Amen.
Listen, any personal chain, bondage or curse that is at work,
hallelujah,
is broken today.
Amen.
Coming out of prison,
Jesus died.
The blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Brothers, sisters, we are one, and our lives have just begun. In the Spirit we are young, and will live forever. Sons of God, hear his holy word, gather around the table of the Lord. Eat his body, drink his blood, and we'll sing a song of love. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Sing it next.
Shout together to the Lord, who has promised our reward, happiness 100-fold, and we'll live forever.
Lift your hands and say it now.
Sons of God, hear his holy word, gather around the table of the Lord. Eat his body, drink his blood, and we'll sing a song of love. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Lift your hands for your blessing. As we gather around this table of love.
Yes, Lord.
May his blessing be upon you in your houses.
Amen.
May angels appear and reappear and appear again and again.
Amen.
In your circumstances, in your life. Yes. May the blessing of the Father rest upon you and all that is yours and all that is connected to you. Yes. May the cares that is moving around in the world, may the pandemic, the evil that is moving by day and by night, not be able to penetrate the defenses that the Lord establishes around your dwelling place today.
Jesus' name.
Live long and prosper.
Amen.
And flourish.
Amen.
Cross 70 with ease.
Amen.
Thank God for victory, celebrations of your life,
yes,
that come year after year.
Yeah.
For they shall come to pass. For the Lord shall cause you to live and to serve him. For there is no beauty and there is no glory in the grave. But the Lord shall bless you to live, to survive, and to extend your days and prolong your life upon the earth, that you might serve him with joy and with gladness, that you might put all that you have into him and into loving him all the days of your life. Whatever represents a curse working in your life, by the blood of the covenant,
by
the blood of the covenant, I declare and decree divine escapes from every curse that is working in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whatever represents a dark shadow of gloom and of doom and of a curse, and of an unending crisis, may his blood rescue you as the blood rescued the Israelites from Egypt, from 430 years of captivity.
Yes.
May you escape every curse and every evil that hangs over your head because of your sins and the sins of your fathers and the sins of the ancient ones that you are connected to through the blood. In the name of Jesus Christ, let the murders of Cain and the murders that have taken place in the bloodline of your life, the deceptions,
yes,
and the treachery and the trespasses, be forgiven because of the blood. May you escape divinely from your family curse and from your family evil.
Jesus.
In the name of, yes, Jesus Christ, I bless you. As Jesus Christ came into the world to bless, may you experience the blessing of the Lord upon your life. Your next step, I prophesy, your next step will be a good step.
Jesus.
And it will be a step forward and a step upward. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Wow. Tell yourself, my next step.
My next step.
Will be a forward step. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, for God bless you. Amen.